What's up, bros? This is Cheyenne from Andover, and you're listening to Something Lit with DJ Hunter.
What is up, my peeps? Welcome to episode number 16 of Something Lit with me, DJ Hunter. Kind of a funny pattern as far as episodes this month. The only other one I did was on October 1st, and now we're coming near the very end of October, and I'm doing another one. So I hope to be a lot more consistent in November, that's for sure. Maybe I'll do a Thanksgiving one. I'm not sure what I'll do yet. Guess we'll just take things as they come in. I'm DJ Hunter. Before we get into anything, I'd like to give a shout out to a really cool new radio station that will be starting up later this week, and it is called Venom. It will be starting this Friday at 12 p.m. Be sure to check out their launch event at venom.fm, and several of my friends are working on this project, so I know that it is going to be very awesome. I'm excited for it. It's going to be amazing. We have a very action-packed show. In a bit, you're going to hear some very awesome sound effects that I have recorded. Just some really cool effects that I'm glad to have captured in the moment that I caught them. But in the meantime, I would like to introduce you guys to one of my besties. So it's DJ Hunter, and I am on location. I think this is the first time I have actually ever done this from a car, but it seems very much like something that a podcaster would do. In fact, I know it's been done before on another one that I listened to, and he did one in his buddy David's car, and I am in my buddy Katrina's car, better known as Kat. She was at, I think she was looking at jobs a couple of weeks back, and radio or media of some kind of came up for her, and she hit me up and asked me if I could kind of give her some experience. So I'm like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna do a podcast with her. So introducing you to someone that I have been friends with since April 29th, 2011. Hey, Kat.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
Not much, just driving in my car.
Yep.
Trying not to die. No, okay. Okay, driver.
And she really is, as you guys are hearing from the background of the interior of a Hyundai Accent that I am sitting in the passenger seat of. Yes, indeed. So, I have known Kat since, let's see, she was in fifth grade and I was in my first round of sixth, and then I entered my first full year of sixth because I was mainstreamed, and I had my mom wanted to make sure I had enough public school exposure before I went off to middle school. Some deep stuff about me that I don't think I've even gotten into yet here, but kind of bringing me out a little bit, I guess. And then there was Kat. She's been there. Yup. She's been there through quite a bit. So quite a bit of stuff in the life of me. So I thank you for that.
Aw, it's my pleasure.
So what would you want people to know about you when they hear you for the first time?
Obviously, I've never done podcasting before, even though it is an interest of mine. I don't know. Sometimes I like to talk. Actually, no, we know I like to talk.
I think I have established that by now, especially in my life.
I like to talk, and I like to talk a lot about different things, different passions of mine, such as, like, mental health, I don't know, life, right?
Yep.
Christianity, I don't know, anything that talks about, like, veterans, that sort of thing. I'm really into the idea of doing a nonprofit type thing, too, with my future, but I don't know, I'm jumbled a little bit all over the place. Podcasting could be something I do on the side. It could be a little bit of a main thing. I don't really know yet, but...
So what kind of nonprofit? I don't even think I know about this.
Nonprofit? Yeah, I don't think I've told you about it. Nonprofit, I'm not really sure what I want to do, but I want essentially, I mean, you've known kind of like one of my passions is kind of to help people. And a nonprofit would help me do that, if that makes sense. So I could create an organization that could aim at maybe one particular issue or maybe multiple.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the money that would go towards it could actually like essentially go back into itself. So people who donate to it, they're not like, it wouldn't be a lot of like the money paying thing for me, as it would just be something that would just, you know, go back to the organization. So that could mean, I don't know, let's say something for like a suicide type thing, right? The money could go towards, more money for staffing towards maybe like a hotline, or it could be towards... let's say we're selling merch or something with different like things on it, right? For like positive kind of encouragement type thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something like that. It could be many different things. One of my focuses right now that I'm kind of looking at is the topic of, I know it's a very, very divisive topic in politics, but the topic of abortion. I've looked into things with like pro-life type stuff and really looking at that too. But,
mm-hmm.
About many different things, so it's hard. You know, I feel like I just can't pick one topic.
Uh-huh.
So my mind is kind of just like jumbling over, what should I do, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, did you mention, I don't know if you mentioned this yet, but you do a bit of writing stuff as well.
Yes. I love to write at times. I love doing more or less like poetry and lyric writing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of been my main thing. In terms of stories, I've done some short story writing, but not like a lot. I love rhyming. I love creating different melodies. I just haven't like hooked up like or like found the right people like yet to like form an actual thing, if that makes sense, like or a band or anything. There's so many things I have interest in. It just hasn't like, you know what I mean, like been a brought into a big thing.
I guess I thought you were going to do it for a while.
I was, but it's just so hard trying to find the right people, honestly. Like, there was going to be a couple times where I thought so, and then people got busy, or they just had other interests in mind. But I don't know, maybe that's something that will come more later in life. Who knows?
Do you play any instruments, or?
I have my voice. I did a little bit of piano classes, but I only really know very, very basic stuff. And even then, I'm not like the best at it. But I mean, yeah, that's the hard part is like finding other people that know stuff. I have been messing around with a little bit of a computer program, every now and then. It doesn't really do a lot, but it's still something you just kind of mess around with for the fun of it.
What's the program anyway?
Forget the name of it. I think it's like StageLight or something like that. It's just something you can download like right on like Microsoft, but something for free. It's fun. I've like tried to make different mashups and stuff with it too. Although I did the one program that I found the easiest to use was what was the name of it? GarageBand. When I was using an Apple computer at one point. But
yep.
I have Dell, so it's different.
Oh, so you have Adele, huh? When you turn it on, does it go, hello?
It's me.
So if you were on a boat and you were using that computer and it fell off the boat, would it be Adele Rolling in the Deep?
Oh my good God, I guess so. A funny story about that song, though. I don't know if you had heard it or not, but when I was at Levitt, you know, our high school there, it wasn't the talent show, it was something else. It's something else we did, but
Winter Carnival, actually.
Yeah, Winter Carnival. And I sung that song for the little contest thing, but I did the rock cover of it. Yes.
Yeah.
I think I did good then. It was really
You
fun.
Did.
Yeah.
I didn't figure out that it was you until halfway through.
I was trying to like find a different vocal style that I liked, if that makes sense. Like, still, like, make it sound like me. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to figure out how to learn to do, like, more gritty rock vocal type stuff.
Well, one time you did do one and you sent it to me. Oh, do you remember the Seven Nation Army bro thing that you did?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, 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 bro. Yes, indeed.
That would have been funny. Didn't you have something at one point, I don't know if you still have it, but the bro show or something? Or am I, is that just my imagination?
Yeah, I did that. Okay. I did that was when I was doing radio. So
I should have had that as your theme song if we had come up with it then.
I could just take that. I could just take that out of this episode here, loop it to heck and back, and then put some instrument.
There you go.
Somehow get some instrumentation behind it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo, 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 yo,
yo, yo,
yo, yo,
yo. You are a genius. It's paid for already.
There you go. Oh, goodness.
That's awesome, though. Yeah. I know you listen to a lot of different types of music.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I have different types of variety. Like, I mostly love rock, but I also love, like, different types of rap and, some pop, not a lot. Some every now and then I like it, but
you liked a lot of the older pop from before it changed and got all hip hop and futuristic.
Justin Bieber at one point. I went through like this phase.
Yeah, you had
boy bands.
You had your Bieber fever phase. You had your Directioner phase.
Yeah.
You had your. Are you still into Black Veil Brides?
Not as much as I used to be. Surprisingly, like I still have an appreciation for them because they were like the first. I don't even know what genre you call them. They're in the rock scene, you know, they're not always most well liked.
Not quite emo.
Emo rock, I guess, was a thing. I don't know. And I wouldn't really emo call them metal either, because that's when I think of metal, I think of like.
Emo in 2014.
Oof, yes.
That was even.
Yeah, 2014 was when I got into that. You can thank a certain ex-boyfriend of mine for that. that happened, and then I started delving a little bit more into some of the rock influence that my dad had. So, like, Metallica, Skid Row, the bands of that sort, AC/DC, Motley Crue, like, a little bit of the older ones, and especially Metallica, I really started getting into more. Like, I'm not a huge fan, but I'm also, like, I'm not a mega fan, I guess, if that makes sense. But I like a lot of, like, their songs. Like, there's probably not one song that I don't like, so... I tend to like bands like that. And then later on, I ended up getting into Linkin Park.
Oh, yes.
Then sadly, the lead singer passed away.
Yes, R.I.P.
Yeah, which was hard because it reminded me, this is going to sound weird, but it reminded me a little bit of when I got into My Chemical Romance, because I didn't start really getting into My Chemical Romance until they broke up.
Oh.
Then when it came to Linkin Park, I didn't fully know the extent of like the wide range of, like, not really wide range, but like the... How do I word this? Like, the different, like, not really types of music they have, but you know how, like, when bands, like, progress, sometimes they'll have one album that sounds one way, and then one album that sounds like another?
Mm-hmm.
Like, their sound changes a little bit. But I started discovering that after Chester died. So, I didn't really know the full extent of my love for them until after.
Did they actually end up getting a new lead singer?
Not to my knowledge, unless you've heard something different, but I mean, there's been thought that things tossed around and whatnot. Like, there's this one guy from a band I like called Bring Me the Horizon, Oliver Sykes. He knows how to do a lot of good aggressive vocals, but also mix it with the more softer type stuff, which is something Chester could do. A lot of people are saying, though, that they can't, no one can like replace Chester.
Well, of course you can't. I mean, that's
the one and only, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's.
Yeah, and it's sad, too, because it's, you know, a lot of people say it's like, oh, that was my childhood in a way. And I, like, a lot of people, I think, have grown up, like, hearing the songs, like, you got Numb in the End, you got anything off Hybrid Theory, that album, like, that was really popular. But they used to get a lot of hate, in a sense, because once they started getting off of the style of Hybrid Theory, people were like, well, what the heck? Like where was that sound, you know, when you first started? So... I don't know. People have mixed opinions about it. I think it's cool that they changed their sound because, you know, it just shows they're experimenting as artists, but.
Yeah, a lot of people are just like, they had that one thing and they don't want them to differ.
Right. But, they get set on that one thing and they're like, oh, but where'd that go? You know?
I'm the same way, though. I appreciate experimentation.
Right.
One of my, one, One of my all-time favorite country singers, Zac Brown, has actually really kind of gotten into the pop stuff. And a lot of people out there are going to think that I'm engaging in blasphemy for saying this. But I don't mind the pop stuff. It's not bad at all.
Probably depends on what you listen to and really what your style is, honestly. There are some songs I really like and some songs I don't really care for at all.
From Linkin Park or Zac Brown?
Well, I'm just talking about pop in general. But yeah, I don't mind Zac Brown. I don't know, though I know a lot of his stuff. But even country stuff and whatnot. I've started getting more into that. But when I got with Brandon, that was also different because he's really into country too. So he kind of started getting me into that a little bit more.
Well, there's a shout out to Brandon.
Yep, my fiance, the one and only.
Do you think he's gonna hear this?
I don't know. I could probably find a way to show him.
he's probably hearing this, and he's just like, "Well, I guess I did hear it." What time is it, by the way?
Let me check. I gotta grab my phone, which is out back. Why did I set my purse out back?
I'm about to go to class at time of recording this, so I have to make sure that I. But I saw Kat, and we're actually fresh off of a Walmart trip.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool. And somebody outside of where I'm at just beeped.
I hear like something else. It's probably my zipper of my purse here.
No, it was definitely on my side of things.
See, for whatever reason, I decided to get a purse with lots of pockets in it. Just kind of bad because if I forget what pocket I put something in, I have to dig for it. God, never again. I swear, when this thing craps out, I might need to get something else.
something with at least two or three pockets. Nothing
not
too major.
Yeah, not a zillion like this one is.
Yeah.
Ah, jeez. Why do I do this to myself?
Why do I do half the things I do?
This is bad because, like, I'm already disorganized. So having a thing with, I don't even know what I was thinking. I thought the bag looked cool. It was like leather and everything. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I went to the Freiburg Fair a little while ago, and that's where I found it. I was like, oh, I need it. And then here we are.
Yes, here we are today.
Oh, wait. Oh, I know where I set my phone. It wasn't even my purse at all to begin with. I know where it is. Oh, it's on the water bottle pouch of my bag. Hold on a minute. I'm just going to open my door real quick so I can grab it because I'm too short. There we go. This is why you shouldn't be a disorganized person. Okay, it is 5:28.
Okay. We'll bring this segment here to a close in the next couple minutes here. But I want to know how did you like your first podcasting set?
I think it was pretty cool. It was interesting. I'll say that. And it's funny because I'm not always the best when it comes to like articulation, or sometimes I like mix my words up. Hunter especially knows this because just not long ago I was already meshing up my words and creating new ones, I guess. I don't know.
It's like word mashups.
Yep.
It's like...
yep. So next thing you know, it's just like I find myself creating new words. Like, okay. The bro vocabulary.
Brocabulary. Yeah, yep. Yes. 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 Well, you can now say that you have been on a podcast.
Woo.
Welcome to the party. You know what's up.
We like to party.
You know what's up. So any other shout outs you'd want to make? Any other final parting words that you'd want to say? I'll just turn things over to you here for a bit if you want.
Shout out to my homie right here next to me.
Hey.
He's pretty cool.
Huh? Awesome. He tries
friend.
His best.
Yeah. I mean, anyone who has to deal with my stuff for this long. I don't know how you do it. But,
8 years. I mean, 8 years.
Yeah. 8 years of broship.
Yep,
love it.
That's right.
Yep.
That's it right there.
Yep.
Any other stuff?
Not that I could think of. I mean, it's a great, wonderful, dark, cold night with in the fall of Maine. I don't know.
like live from
live from the CMCC parking lot as of right now.
Yes, indeed. Live on location.
Yeah.
I would say in an undisclosed location, but I would say that, but it's not too undisclosed.
Oops. Well, cat's out of the bag. Oh god, I just made a pun. Get it? I guess that's one strength I could have as a podcaster, making lots of puns. There you go.
I need a co-host to like balance me out like that.
There you go.
Anyways, from Hunter and Kat outside of CMCC, let's give them a peace. Ready? One, two, three. Peace! I want to say thanks again to Kat for an awesome segment. I enjoyed it very much. I enjoyed getting to party with her as well as help her get her feet wet in the art of podcasting, because it's definitely an awesome hobby and I had fun doing it with my buddy. You know what's up. We are now back in the studio and I have some really cool sound effects that I want to show you guys. The other night was just one of those nights where I was just around so many cool sound effects, and I'm just like, yo, I need to document some of these. And it all started when I was at a party at a family friend's house, and one of the guys was getting ready to leave, and he went outside and started his diesel truck, and I put my really fancy recording device in the window of the room I was sitting in, because I'm like, I really need this. I need this sound effect right now. So, what do you get when that happens? You get this. Enjoy the sounds of Joseph's truck. You know what's up. And that's when I took the mic out because it was then time for me to leave the area where I was at. So that was actually a really cool sound effect that I listened to on the way back. I don't know, just certain sound effects are, they just get me and they're awesome. I got back home and I put the outside mics out. It was between 2 and 3 a.m. when I got back. And I don't think I have shared any audio from outside mics really late at night. I've definitely had outside recordings, but not this late. Now, what I'd like you guys to notice is exactly how peaceful it is here at night. So peaceful, in fact, that recordings meant for outdoors caught a fair amount of indoor. And you'll see what I mean when you hear it. I'll be back after this for two more really cool recordings that have everything to do with trains that pass my house. And you're definitely going to hear a lot more of that in a future episode as I'm doing another audio project with that exact sound using one of the downstairs windows that is closer to the train tracks that are near my house. But everything that you hear tonight from here on out for sound effects is from my bedroom window perspective. But it's still really cool. And there's still a lot of cool stuff to hear in it. But in the meantime, have this really cool outside recording. You hear my dog a lot clearer than you've probably ever heard her in outside mic recordings. And you even hear a bit of speech from inside of here. So it's really interesting. From the bedroom window perspective, here we go. You know what's up. If you don't know what's up, something's up with you. This is Something Lit, and I'm DJ Hunter. And that's my dog, Allie. Now, I believe that beep that you just heard and will continue to hear was coming from the RV. And again, it just proves that that's how calming it is out here, that you hear little sounds that you never hear in average outside mic recordings. Plus, the recording device that I used was awesome and enhances that effect, which I think you guys remember from the October 1st edition. Mind you, that's from inside the house.
I think there must be another dog here or something.
As you can tell, the train woke up one of the chickens, and I am amused. And that's me coming back. Taking the mics out. Putting them back in, I should say. You know what's up. So that is not the only train activity we got that night. We also got this. And I knew, because I had just finished going through that recording a little bit and seeing how intricately you could hear everything that was going on. So then when the next train passed, I'm like, oh gosh, I have to monitor this one as it's being recorded. So earbuds and all, I put the mics back out. And here you go. In a matter of minutes, I'm about to fade in another recording, which is a lot like this one, but it's earlier on, because this the second one was taken at midnight today, so that'll be fading in as soon as this guy finishes passing, and I will see you guys after that one. And there you have it, peeps. Awesome sound effects. I don't know if I would say quality sound effects, because there's people that are better at recording these type of things than me, but they're definitely awesome sound effects in their own right. You know what's up. As far as that late night train stuff you heard, there's a lot more where that came from, because I actually really like that sound at night. I don't know, it's just really cool. But it's so sporadic throughout the evening. Like every 2 or 3 hours you hear it. And essentially in this big recording that I'm making out of several little ones that I will be making, then it essentially happens a little more often. And the appearances are not as spaced out. Probably about only a few minutes between each one, because that would be cool if that actually happened here. It happens at my friend's dad's house, and he has outside mics there too. And sometimes I just listen to it because it's calming. It's awesome. It's very awesome. And he's got a very calming atmosphere outside his house day and night, so it's awesome. So that will be coming up in a future episode of the show. I need to make more recordings. I made one really early this morning because I was up half the night trying to fix some issues I was having with my Dropbox, of all things. But yes, indeed, you know what's up. That just about does it for me today on this episode of Something Lit with DJ Hunter. Again, I want to give out a special thanks to Kat for an awesome segment earlier. I had a lot of fun with that, and I hope she did too, and I hope you guys did too, hearing all of our awesomeness. And I hope you guys enjoyed the sound effects as well. Let me know what you thought of anything you heard today, and I am really anxious to hear your feedback. I will see you guys in the next episode, but until then, everybody, remember that those who dare to fail greatly can achieve greatly. And from me to you, peace.